Last week was a great one for women in sport. Well, Australian women, at least. We had Ash Barty win the tennis French Open, and then the Matildas beat Brazil in a stunning comeback 3-2. Tomorrow, early morning, our time, they face Jamaica. Joining me is Tracy Holmes, senior ABC sports reporter and SBS host for the Women's World Cup. Tracy, thank you. So the next one is a must win for the Matildas, right?
Yeah, and it really shouldn't be a problem. As we know, for the Jamaicans, it hasn't been their best tournament. They are on debut. It's the first time they've experienced this. They went down 3-0 to Brazil and 5-0 to Italy. So the expectation, and I guess the hope, is that Australia really puts up a couple of hefty goals in this one against Jamaica and helps pivot up us further up the table. So in the group, we can actually finish from first position right through to last position, depending on our performance tomorrow morning. And of course, the other game, which puts Brazil versus Italy.
So what's our lineup looking like? Who are the players to keep an eye on?
Oh, look, our lineup looks strong. A couple of the key players will probably get a little more rest than play. And I'm speaking definitely of Claire Polkinghorne, who's playing in her fourth World Cup. But she's had this niggling hamstring injury, and I think that Ante Milicic has just missed a round of competition, which then moves into the knockout phase. But what a lot of people are looking forward to is perhaps Mary Fowler coming on board, the 16-year-old, the young player, with the Irish father and the Papua New Guinean mother from Cairns, and she has been spoken about in many circles around the world. So it'll be really fantastic to see her get some good minutes in this game against Jamaica because she is, you know, the future of the Matildas team.
And what's your prediction for the final score? What's it going to be?
Oh, 5-0, 6-0, 7-0. I'm just hoping for as many goals as possible because it is statistically possible for us to finish on top. Likely, we're going to finish in second position, which means that we'll go on to face Norway in about 5 days' time in the first of the knockout phases.
Tracy, thanks for your time. I know you've got to go. You've got an early start for the game, so I'll let you go to sleep. See ya.
Thanks, Patricia. Bye.
That's ABC sports reporter Tracy Holmes. She's also the SBS host for the Women's World Cup.